Rakkaat nuoret,
dear youth,
sisaret ja veljet ja kaikki seuravieraat,
and all of you service guests,
käymme tuohon alustuspuheenvuoroon.
Before we begin the introduction,
me rukoilemaan taivaallista isää Jumalan kansalle ja
the service continues the reading of intercessional prayers by the speaker. Äärilta.
Meille on tähän iltaan jätetty seuraavat esirukouspyynnöt.
These prayers have been a part of a large Christian summer gatherings
that
are included in the program on multiple occasions. The topics of intercessory prayers are mainly various difficult life situations that people live under. Sometimes the intercessory prayers also include thankfulness. From the Bible, it is evident that Christians have always prayed for one another regarding common topics.
Että saisi korjata asiat evankeliumilla.
Paul urged us to pray for rulers, among other things, so that God's blessing would come through them for the good of the entire nation.
1 Timothy 2:1-2.
Verses 1-2. Intercessory prayers are in their own way a reflection of the times. They highlight the things that are causing people sadness and unhappiness right now. Many guests find the intercessory prayers calming and touching. Even the distress of an unknown neighbor stops us in our tracks and reminds us that we cannot know what kind of burden the people we meet are carrying inside. Sometimes the subject of the prayer comes close to the listener and at the same time communicates that others are living under the same sorrow or distress. Intercessory prayer is one way to care for and look after others. Many people who have been in difficult situations in life have told how they have felt that intercessory prayers have carried them. Just knowing that others are praying for me can be comforting in the midst of difficulties. Prayer always includes hope, which stems from the fact that God knows each person and the stages of their life. Almighty God has the power and authority to act for the good of the person who asks Him for help, especially for his or her immortal soul. Hope is always conveyed in the prayers, which comes from knowing that God knows each person and their phases of life. Our Almighty God has the power and strength to provide a path for help, especially for those who have peace onto their own undying soul.
Että läheinen saisi töitä.
Holy God, our dear Heavenly Father, we trust that you hear our prayers. Embrace in your loving arms those who have asked for our prayers and their loved ones, and comfort them in their distress. Hear us the sake of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Että yksinäisyyttä kokevat
the sermon will begin for the introduction held by Valtteri Laitila for the youth evening will begin shortly.
Rakas taivaallinen isä,
dear Heavenly Father,
hyvä Jumala,
let's pray, Holy God,
sinä tiedät kaiken,
you know all things,
ja sinä olet kaikkivaltias,
and you are almighty.
Me laskemme sinun sydämellesi kaikki, jotka pyysivät sinun kansasi esirukouksia.
We give unto you all of those that ask for prayers of intercession.
Koko heidän elämänsä sinun hyvin käsiin,
and we give their entire lives into your good hands, and we ask that thy will be done, your good will. We thank you that you hear and desire to help us, and we had
uskovaisten vuosien aikana paljon käyttämän virren sanoin,
in the words of the hymn,
anna isä armiasti, mitä pyytää
lapsesi, that your child asked, and that Christ would come to be our comfort.
Pyhä henki armias, rukouksemme
the merciful comforter, and that the Holy Spirit would hear our prayers. Amen. And would that it would happen. Amen.
Rakkaat nuoret, sisaret,
dear youth, brothers and sisters, service guests,
minulta on pyydetty puheenvuoro,
I have been asked to hold this introduction
aiheesta Jumalan voima. Tässä puheenvuorossa on kuusi
the power of God. And there are six portions.
Kyseisen osion aluksi.
And I will describe each in turn. Introduction.
Jumalan voimalla.
This introduction has been given the title by the power of God.
Sanat tuntuvat turvallisilta.
Those words feel both comforting and timely.
Täällä suviseuroissa olemme voimakkaasti kokeneet.
We have strongly felt the presence of God's power at these summer services. We have richly heard how God's power has been revealed in many accounts of the Bible and how it continues to work in our own time. What we have heard are answers to many of our questions. How do I remain believing? How does one become a believer?
Erilaisista tilanteista.
How can I manage through different situations of life?
Jumalan armosta uskomassa.
Believing by God's grace.
Jumalan lapset.
Your children of God.
Lauantai-illassa.
Suurin Saturday evening.
Kiitoksen aihe.
The greatest cause for wonder and thanksgiving.
Me saamme Jumalan armosta olla.
Is that we can be believing through God's grace.
Uskomme perustuu Jumalan voimaan.
Our faith is founded on God's power.
Uskovaisen kohdalla ovat totta sanat.
And these words are true for every believer. However, to all who received him, those believing in his name, he gave authority to become God's children. God grants this grace to everyone already in the mother's womb. Every person is born believing. Sadly, not everyone has remained believing. Yet in his grace and love, God continues to call those who have gone astray to return to him. By his power, he desires to transfer an unbelieving person from the kingdom of darkness to live in God's kingdom. How does this happen?
Simply,
through repentance. God awakens a person's conscience to recognize sin. He allows his kingdom to draw near.
Esimerkiksi koulukaverin,
this may happen through, for example, a school friend, a neighbor, or even by hearing a sermon online on the internet. When the searching person hears and believes the gospel proclaimed by a believer, he or she becomes a believer. They receive the grace of repentance. Faith is God's gift and a miracle. It is not something to be taken for granted, nor is it our own achievement or merit. May we remember on every kind of day to rejoice in the gift of faith. May we have such a mind that we would care for our life of faith. May we never endanger this greatest gift for the sake of any earthly treasure.
Jumalan voimalla syntiä vastaan.
By God's power against sin.
Asumme rauhan valtakunnassa.
We believers live in a kingdom of peace.
Mutta me olemme silti sotilaita.
Yet we are still soldiers.
Meillä on joka päivä taistelu sielun vihollista.
Every day we are engaged in a battle against the enemy, souls, our own corrupted nature, and this world with all its evil.
Taivaan tien vasemmalla puolella.
On the left side of the road to heaven lie the ravines and chasms of a sinful life. On the right side rise the mountains and hills of self-righteousness. It has been this way ever since paradise. The experiences of the people of the Bible and the Bible's teaching about right and wrong bring to mind the words of Ecclesiastes. The things that have been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done.
Ei ole mitään uutta,
and there is no new thing under the sun.
Tästä huolimatta,
even so,
tässä ajassa on omat
this time
piirteensä.
We live has its own distinctive characteristics. Based on these, sin has also taken on new forms.
Ja jotkin synnin vaarat
certain dangers are especially emphasized in our time, as in other times, but especially
when
facing changing circumstances and new phenomena. It is important to hear what the Holy Spirit teaches in God's congregation. We may trust with childlike confidence that God gives his congregation
oikean ymmärryksen.
A cracked understanding firmly bound to his holy word.
Yksi aikamme ilmiöiden tausta teki.
One of the defining characteristics of our time.
Huikea kehitys.
It's the remarkable development of technology.
Paljon hyvää.
Our smart devices bring much good.
Myös alusta ja väline monelle pahaa.
They also serve as platforms and tools for many harmful things.
Esimerkiksi maailmallinen musiikki ja viihde.
Worldly music and entertainment in their many forms.
Houkutuksina pelottavan lähellä.
Our temptations that are alarmingly close at hand. Social media has become a channel for much bullying and other forms of evil.
Se myös helposti antaa vääriä.
It also easily presents
sanan vastaisia esikuvia.
False role models and ideals that contradict God's word.
Aatemaailmat.
Foreign ideologies quietly and deceptively
hyvin viattomaan ulkomuotoon puettuina.
Make their way into our eyes and ears. Often clothed in a very innocent appearance and then eventually into our hearts. All too often, discussions about such important matters as human rights and equality are actually used to spread teaching that contradicts God's word. Such teaching accepts, for example, same-sex sexual relationships, more broadly, forms of sexual conduct. Contrary to God's word, contraception, abortion, and many other forms of sin, while promoting a value system of moral liberalism that is foreign to believers. Another distinctive feature of our age is an increased emphasis on individualism and self-centeredness. This is closely connected with what has just been described. Many people want to choose their own values and beliefs and decide for themselves what they will believe or refuse to believe. God's word is no longer regarded as authoritative. Far too often, significance of others is also ignored. Selfishness and even outright arrogance has become widely accepted.
Onko unohtunut,
has it been forgotten
että itsekkyys on yksi
selfishness is one of the basic forms of sin.
Sen rinnalle tulee vielä helposti ahneus
easily come greed and dishonesty.
On tärkeää muistaa,
a child of God,
että Jumalan lasta ei ole tarkoitettu elämään vain itseään varten,
it's not meant to live only for themselves,
palvelemaan.
But has been saved
elämän
to serve.
Tie on Jumalan tahdon tie.
A pathway of life is a way of God's will.
Ja itsekkyyden tie.
Not the way of our own will and selfish desires. Jesus said,
jos joku tahtoo kulkea minun jäljessäni,
and when he had called the people unto him, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Rakkaat nuoret,
dear young people,
tämä mitä edellä sanoin,
that which I have said,
ei ole mikään syntilista.
It's not intended as a list of sins, but rather as a few examples
erityisesti tarpeen valvoa
of areas in which we especially need to be watchful in our own time.
Mitä ajatuksia ei myöskään ollut tarkoitettu masennukseksi.
Neither were these thoughts meant to depress you,
varoitukseksi ja
but rather
rukaisuksi.
Warn and encourage you.
Sielunvihollinen on vaarallinen.
The enemy of souls is dangerous.
Että Jumalan voima on aina sieluvihollisen voimaa suurempi.
Is always greater than the power of the enemy.
Kirjassa meille luvataan turvallisesti.
Peter's epistle text gives us
Jumala varjelee teidät uskossa.
We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Jumalan valtakunnan työssä.
Serving in God's kingdom and confessing faith.
Monien ajan ilmiöiden ja arjen kilvoituksen
amid the many challenges of our time and the daily endeavor of faith, we may above all rejoice in the gift of believing.
Elävä usko on lähtökohta siihen.
Living faith is the foundation.
Että nuoria myös kutsutaan palvelemaan.
For why you young people are also called to serve in various tasks in the work of God's kingdom, both in your local congregation and more broadly. During these summer services, many of you have already served in different duties. And there are still opportunities available. I encourage you to serve. God carries out the work of the gospel through us who believe. When faced with different responsibilities, we may struggle with questions such as, am I capable? can I do this? Will I have the strength?
Terve harkinta on varmasti paikallaan.
Proper consideration is certainly wise.
Kannattaa ottaa tarjottu palvelu.
But in most cases it is good to accept the opportunity to serve.
Sionin työssä
what it is offered.
Palvella
in the work of Zion, we serve with the gifts and strength that God himself provides.
Lisäksi saa kokea erityistä siunausta.
We experience a special blessing.
Jumalan valtakunnan työ nimittäin hoitaa
the work of God's kingdom wonderfully. Nourishes
siinä saa
our life
hyvän paimenen hoidossa.
In it we are cared for by the good shepherd.
Keskinäisessä rakkaudessa.
And edified in the mutual love of fellow believers.
Lisäksi, että meillä voi olla palvelutehtäviä järjestäytyneessä evankeliumin työssä.
In the organized work of the gospel.
Jokainen uskovainen on Kristuksen kirje.
Is Christ's letter to the people around them.
Ajattele nuoria vanhempia lapsi.
Young and older child of God.
Tilanteessa ihmisten kesken.
Wherever you are among other people.
Jumala tahtoo, että olet valon ja suolana.
That you be a light and salt.
Aivan kuin osoitekylttinä.
Almost like a signpost.
On Jumalan valtakunta.
Pointing to where the kingdom of God is.
Tämä ei tarkoita sitä, että me jotenkin ampuvasti mainostaisimme uskoa.
Advertise our faith in an exaggerated or showy way.
Lähtöisin pyhästä hengestä.
Such behavior would not come from the Holy Spirit.
Jumalan sana neuvoo tunnustamaan uskoa.
God's word teaches us to confess our faith.
Tekemään sen hiljaisuudella ja
pelolla. But to do so with gentleness and reverence.
Toista ihmistä arvostaen ja nöyrästi.
Respecting other people and with humility.
Totuudesta tinkimään.
Yet without compromising the truth.
Uskon tunnustaminen suullisesti on tärkeää.
Confessing faith with our words is important.
On välttämätöntä tunnustaa.
But it is essential. Confess our faith through the way we live.
Jumalan antamin voimin.
When by the strength God gives us. Our choices and our conduct show. Whose children we are.
Jumala saa kunnian.
God receives the glory.
Hän saa pysäyttää ja puhutella ihmisiä.
He may stop people and speak to their hearts.
Jumala meille aina voimaa.
May God always give us both the strength and the humble courage to confess our faith.
Jumala antaa tulevaisuuden.
God gives a future and a hope.
Rakas nuori.
Dear young person.
Miltä sinun tulevaisuutesi näyttää?
What does your future look like?
Moni aikamme nuori miettii suuria kysymyksiä.
Wrestle with life's great questions.
Millainen elämä eteeni avautuu?
What kind of life lies ahead of me?
Löydänkö puolison?
Will I find a spouse?
Opiskelemaan?
Will I be accepted into school?
Mihin ammattiin kenties valmistun?
What profession will I have?
Saanko työpaikan?
Will I find a job?
Jos saan jonain päivänä lapsia.
If God grants me children.
Jaksanko kantaa vanhemman vastuun?
Will I have the strength to carry the responsibilities of being a parent? Will I be able to manage financially? And so on.
Jos sinä nuori mietit näitä tärkeitä asioita.
If you consider these important questions.
Teethän sen valoisalla. Ja luottavaisen rukouksen mielellä.
Trusting mind of prayer.
Yksi aikamme ilmiö on one of the characteristics of our time.
It's a lack of hope for the future.
Yksittäisen ihmisen elämässä ja
both in individual lives and in the great events of the world, there are many things that can give us give rise to worry, anxiety and fear.
Miten me uskovaisina suhtaudumme?
How should we as believers respond to these dark clouds?
Minusta alustuksen otsikko on
I believe the title of this introduction gives an excellent answer.
Jumalan voimalla.
By the power of God.
Me saamme luottaa Jumalaan.
We may trust in God.
Meidän ei tarvitse tietää kaikkea.
We do not need to know everything.
Eikä kantaa koko elämän murheita kerralla.
Or carry all of life's burdens at once.
Jeesus opetti.
Jesus taught.
Älkää siis huolehtiko huomispäivästä.
Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the day itself.
Kullekin päivälle riittävät sen omat murheet.
Sufficient unto the day is the evil.
Uskovainen ihminen saa toki unelmoida.
A believer may certainly dream.
Tulevaisuuden suunnitelmia.
Make plans for the future.
Ja varautua erilaisiin mahdollisuuksiin.
And prepare for different possibilities.
Tärkeää ja turvallista on kuitenkin liittää omiin suunnitelmiin
ehdot. To attach a certain condition to all our plans.
Jumalan tahto.
May God's will be done.
Ennen kaikkea me saamme
above all,
tätä päivää.
We can live for today.
Millainen huomispäivä
on. We cannot know what tomorrow will bring.
Mutta Jumala tietää.
But God does.
Siksi hänen siunauksensa
ja varmuuksensa
on turvallista luottaa. That is why it is so comforting to
trust his blessing and protection.
Myös ottaa oikealla tavalla luottavaisia askeleita elämässä.
Take faithful steps in life.
Esimerkiksi mennä naimisiin.
For example, one may marry.
Kun Jumala osoittaa uskovaisen ihmisen aviopuolisoksi. Tarttua uusiin mahdollisuuksiin.
Embrace new opportunities in education or work.
Tai vaikkapa muuttaa uudelle paikkakunnalle.
To a new locality.
Jos Jumala
if God leads in that direction.
Jumalan lapsen ei koskaan tarvitse vaipua epäilyyn.
Never needs to fall into despair.
Vanhan testamentin ajalla osa Israelin kansasta oli viety
pakkosiirtolaisuuteen. Had been taken into exile.
Terveisiä Jumala lähetti profeetta
Jeremiaan. What message God sent to them through the prophet Jeremiah?
Ankeisiin ja hyvin näköalattomiin olosuhteisiin.
And seemingly hopeless circumstances.
Minulla on omat suunnitelmani teitä varten, sanoo
he. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, say the Lord.
Rauhan,
thoughts of peace
ajatuksia.
And not of evil.
Minä annan teille tulevaisuuden
to give you
ja toivon.
An expected end.
Laajemmin noissa terveisissä kehotettiin toimimaan aktiivisesti ja rakentavasti.
Encourage them to live actively and constructively.
Rakentakaa taloja,
build your houses,
asettukaa niihin asumaan.
And dwell in them.
Istuttakaa puutarhoja,
plant gardens,
nautikaa niiden hedelmistä.
And eat the fruit of them.
Ottakaa itsellenne vaimot,
take your wives,
syntyköön teille poikia ja tyttäriä.
And beget sons and daughters.
Ottakaa pojillennekin vaimot ja naitakaa.
And take wives for your sons. And give your daughters to
husbands,
that they may bear sons and daughters, that he may be increased there, not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace.
Näin siis Jumala Jeremian kautta pakkosiirtolaisuudessa olleille israelilaisille.
And this is what God encouraged those believers who were in exile. Just think about it. If these words are true for God's people in such difficult circumstances, they are certainly true for us this evening as well. We are promised future and hope. There is no need to live in fear or doubt. We may believe, trust, and live.
Jeesus kehotti
in the Sermon on the Mount,
etsimään ennen kaikkea Jumalan
Jesus urged his listeners to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Hän lupasi,
he promised,
että niin annetaan myös ruoka ja vaatteet,
that food, clothing,
kaikki tämän elämän tarpeet,
and all the necessities of this life,
vanha virsi kiteyttää tämän opetuksen.
An old hymn beautifully summarizes this teaching.
Maalliset surusi suista,
cast away your earthly worries.
Hoitava on.
Your Lord will care for them.
Vain yli kaikensa muista.
Above all else, remember this.
Sun sielusi kuolematon.
Your soul is immortal.
Siis käy valtakunta
Herran. Therefore seek first
niin
the kingdom of the Lord.
Kerran.
And in his time,
myös sinulle
he will also give you his other gifts.
Kannattaa säilyttää usko.
It is worth preserving faith and a good conscience.
Elävällä uskolla on nykyisen.
Living faith
ja ennen kaikkea iankaikkisen elämän.
Brings blessing in this life and above all. In the life everlasting.
Evankeliumi on Jumalan.
The gospel is the power of God.
Rakkaat nuoret ja kaiken ikäiset sisaret ja veljet.
Dear young people and brothers and sisters of every age. God leads and blesses us with his mighty hand.
Hänen valtakuntansa evankeliumissa.
In the gospel of his kingdom.
Saamme voiman uskomiseen.
We receive the power to believe.
Onhan Paavalin mukaan evankeliumi Jumalan voima.
For as Paul writes, the gospel is the power of God.
Kaikille.
For salvation to everyone who believes it.
Tuon voiman voimakkuutta.
The greatness of this power
se, että Raamatun alkukielessä
is reflected even in the language of the Bible.
Dynamis.
The original Greek word translated as power, dynamis, is a root form from which we get the English word dynamite. We all know what dynamite
kuitenkin
is.
Voimakkainkin ajallinen dynamiitti on
yet even the strongest earthly dynamite is only a faint shadow compared with the power of God.
Paavali sanoo, että uskovaisessa vaikuttaa sama voima,
same power,
joka herätti Jeesuksen
kuolleista.
Ajatelkaa,
in believers.
Niin väkevä ja mullistava voima on
such is the mighty and life-changing power found in the gospel.
Tällaiseen voimaan turvautua.
Is it not worth placing our trust in such power?
Yksi Jumalan voiman ihmeellisyys on siinä.
One of the wonderful characteristics of God's power is that it
itsessään heikoissa.
It is revealed especially in those who are weak in themselves and spiritually poor.
Paavali olisi halunnut onnistua uskossa paremmin.
All longed to better as a believer.
Mitä hänelle vastattiin?
What answer did he receive?
Tyydy minun armooni.
My grace is sufficient
for voimani on heikoissa väkevä.
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
Näin on tänäänkin.
It is so
vaikka
today.
Meillä on halu elää Jumalan tahdon mukaan,
Although we desire to live according to God's will, sin still attaches to us.
The
same comforting words spoken to Paul are also spoken to us.
Se riittää suurimmalle.
God's grace is sufficient for us.
Ei tarvitse God's grace is enough even for the greatest sinner. Sankari. Riittää, että juuri sellaisena kuin on, uskoo omat synnit anteeksi.
That even as we find ourselves, that we would believe our own sins forgiven.
Elsewhere,
Paul expresses the same truth in another way. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this Paul, the grasping power, belongs to God and not to us.
Tuota voimaa ihmettelemään ja sen varassa.
And if we marvel at this power and journey in this power,
ja siunattuina ja turvattuina jäädä.
Today again we may remain believing with joy, blessed, secure and filled with wonder at this power. Brothers and sisters,
sinä nuori,
your youth,
sinä lapsi ja sinä
child,
vanhempi, kaiken ikäiset.
You older one, all ages,
käyttähän rohkeasti armollisuuden eteen.
To the throne of grace.
Saat armosta uskoa kaikki
sinut
anteeksi.
That all your sins are forgiven.
Jeesuksen nimessä.
Of grace in Jesus' name and precious blood.
Iloon, rauhan ja vapauteen
asti. Unto joy and peace and freedom.
Turvautua Jumalan voimaan, valtavaan voimaan. Tuo sama armeijan voima on tarjolla sinulle,
great power,
joka et vielä ole.
It's also offered unto you who are not yet believing.
Saat uskoa epäuskon.
That you too can believe all of your sins and your unbelief forgiven. In Jesus' name. And blood.
Rakkaat Jumalan lapset.
Dear children of God.
Tämä hetki tulla tänne.
It has been touching.
Suurten nuorten joukon eteen.
To come before such a great throng of youth.
Jossa hyvin väkevästi kokee.
Such a moment that very powerfully.
Pieni ja syntinen ihminen.
I feel how such a
ja kipuilee.
Small and sinful person.
Tämä valmistellaan kipuillut, että mitä
and as I prepared this introduction,
tällaisesta elämän tärkeimmästä asiasta osaa sanoa.
So what would I know to speak of this most important matter of life?
Syntisenä ja kiusattuna.
And for that reason I desire finding myself lacking and tempted.
Näin minä.
Can I also believe my sins are given?
Lupaan uskoa ja jääkää tekin.
And so I desire to believe. And remain all of you, your travel companions, all of you, believing your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood.
Päätän tämän alustuspuheenvuoron Sionin laulun.
Introduction.
Rohkaisen sanoihin.
Of the songs of Zion hymn.
Muistakaa, oi ystäväni.
Remember, my friends.
Jeesuksen.
The love of Jesus.
Kuolemallaan hyvä paimen.
By his death, the good shepherd brought salvation to his people.
Voimamme on voitossaan.
Our strength is in his victory. Our life is in his blood. In his wounds, we have an endless year of rejoicing. The power of grace carries us to the Father's home in heaven.